Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Of the globalists, the Chi-Coms, as we rout them out of all the universities, as every day more professors are arrested for being Chinese agents, charged with espionage. We're rolling them up. And Devin Nunes is not one of these guys saying, we're going to get the Democrats in 2 weeks. He went on Fox News this weekend. I'm going to send that clip to the producers. And he said, within 76 days, 1776, Hillary Clinton will be indicted. Very, very interesting. Yes, things are on the move, but this is how modern wars are fought. Billy in Georgia, the next coming depression due to virus. Well, they're certainly hoping that's the case, trying to block the aid package. What do you think?
I think what everybody's forgetting is we got out of the first depression by industrialization, factories and farms. We don't have that anymore. So when this depression hits, I think it's going to be a permanent one. And when that happens, like you said, the value of the currency will drop. And how are the elite going to pay their bodyguards and their soldiers and the cops that protect them?
They're not. They're going to run to New Zealand. That's their main escape route.
Well, at that point, then we all just mobilize and start a new government and rebuild society ourselves.
That's what we have to do. Well, that's what locusts do, is they come feed on you, eat things to the bone, then leave. And as long as we have morality, we can always rebuild overnight, just like the Russians have done, by kicking out the Soviet communist, globalist, leftist New York poison that took them over in 1917, 1918, and rebuilding. That's why they're the big globalist enemy now, and Hollywood hates them so much, because they had them down for so long, 80 years, and now they don't. But yes, it's the morality that builds civilization, not the fiat banker, filthy asswipe money, excuse my French, but that's what it is. And they hope to use the depression to get full control and make us bow to them. I believe it's going to boomerang back against them all, but it's going to be explosive.
Well, thanks again, and keep up the good work.
Well, Billy, I cut in 30 seconds into your time, so yeah, finish up.
That was my whole point, is that I don't think that this is going to go the way they expect it to go. You know, they're going to lose control once the depression hits and it goes into a total crash. It's not going to end up being a global government like they want.
Well, that's exactly what happened. Trump's as smart as we are, smarter probably, and he knew they launched it. He knew they were going to demonize him. He knew that they were going to blame him for it. And so then he shifted right at the right moment, put it on the governors and the Democrats to let them lead. And then he's going to let them run around and try to cause the depression. And then I think he'll come in at the last minute and be able to defeat them and stop the depression. But even if he can't, it's hung around their necks forever.
Well, keep up the good work, and I'm a longtime fan, and I buy plenty of your products.
Brother, you kept us on air in defiance of these jerks. And believe me, we got a lot of stuff going on beneath the surface in the fight, so your money's well spent, and God bless you. Thank you, Billy. Let's talk to Big Mike in New Jersey. Go ahead, Big Mike.
Alex, how's it going? Thanks for taking a call, long-time listener.
Yes, sir, Big Mike.
Yeah, I just want to get your take on the latest comments by the governor out here in New Jersey.
I saw him. He said, don't leave your house or we'll arrest your ass.
Yeah, he said he's getting ready to tighten the screws and that no action is too aggressive. So just want to get your take on it. How worried should we be here? And is this the first step towards full lockdown?
Well, it's funny you say that. The next thing I was getting to is over in this stack right here. During the break, I was fumbling around with it. And that's the misconceptions about what can be open, what can't. Is it constitutional? Isn't it? And I'm going to briefly speak to that. I've actually got your Governor Murphy vows action to enforce New Jersey stay-at-home order, and I've got just his authoritarian-sounding statements. So I'm glad you brought that up, Big Mike. In 30 seconds, what do you think?
Well, I can tell you that we're the residents here in New Jersey. I mean, I know it's got the connotation of being a liberal state, but all the gun stores are empty. Everybody's panicking and everybody's getting ready.
Brother, everybody knows once Democrats take over, it's all election fraud. They only have token Republicans. It's not you're not patriots. We know you got seized by the crooks.
Exactly.
You think the Democrats are really taking Texas over? No. God bless you, brother. We'll be right back.
The globalists and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent, pro-America, truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.Video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. From myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before, and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck.
Sent by the Lord, and each of us will one day face God and account for the sum of our actions on this planet. And never forget, God hates cowards. The globalists, missiles of economic destruction are already striking, and more are coming in. But we're shooting them down. And we got Motorhead bringing us in. All right, let me hit this on one of your calls. And Robert Barnes was on the show last night. And I said, why don't you give a message to the president? I said, I know the White House has like four people that are tasked to watch the show. Bring the president what he calls the clips and notes. And Barnes is on the Republican Party as well. But the president responded to it last night and responded to his tweet. So we're going to play a clip of what Barnes said last night. And then we got Barnes coming back on. And then we'll continue with calls throughout the transmission. But let me hit this. If you just joined us, we had a caller, Big Mike in New Jersey. And he said, have you seen what our governor said, that no measure is too strong and don't leave your house? And if you don't have a place to go, an absolute reason, we're going to lock your ass up. But if you're a rapist or a, you know, criminal, we're going to let you out. I'm not going to bore you playing the clip. I mean, or piss you off, I should say. But I could sit here for 10 hours and read you California Declaration, New York Declaration, New Jersey Declaration, Texas Declaration, Austin Declaration, Houston Declaration, Dallas Declaration. But I get it. Most people aren't like a news person or a lawyer. They don't actually go look at it. And I love my crew. They're awesome. But even they last week were like, really? We're allowed to stay open, and they do that in Austin. I go, yeah. Critical infrastructure is media. You can't be North Korea and shut that down. And we have a warehouse with food distribution and all that, and a whole bunch of food items we sell. That's in the code. We got satellite uplinks. I mean, we got it all. We got four of like the 15 exemptions. But I don't even want that exemption. I heard they closed Academy in Dallas and it didn't sell food. They sell cook stoves and binoculars and clothing and survival gear and all sorts of stuff you need. I was planning to actually go to Academy this week. It's still open in Austin. That's a great store. But the point is that the city said it can't stay open? Man, that's BS. And a lot of companies are like, well, we're allowed. We'll make more money. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like getting ahead at the expense of other people's free market, because I'm not a fascist or a communist. It's sick. You know, I'm smart. We had a stockpile of zinc, because zinc's an amazing thing, and people buy it. It's in our top 20 sellers. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus. Favorite formulas. The other day, like on Thursday, I'm like, why is it in the top four sellers? It's got zinc in it, boss. And it was at full price. I said, drop it 50%. Even though we won't get any more for about 3 months. We haven't put in the order and even to get it yet. We're going to probably sell out in a week now at current rates. You want a great multivitamin mineral that all the studies show boosts your immunity massively, that zinc actually goes into the cells, so the viruses have huge trouble. I mean, just massive trouble getting in and having the mitochondria taken over to then order the mitochondria to produce more viruses. And it coats the cell. We've got it. And a bunch of other minerals do that, too, but zinc is the best in all the studies. Look it up for yourself. But they're even telling the president, don't talk about zinc. Shut your mouth. There's no hope. Well, just do your own research on zinc and antiviral. Type in zinc antiviral into a search engine, do your own study. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus. It's an amazing, the best multivitamin mineral with pregnenolone you're going to find. But it's not for children. Pregnenolone, you probably don't want to take pregnenolone unless you're 20 or older. That's what I've read in the literature. It's a precursor to all the hormones. It's over-the-counter, and it just basically boosts all the juices, you know what I mean, in a layman's term. Believe me, it's something else. I remember my dad a few years ago when I got on pregnenolone, he goes, man, your muscles have gotten bigger, you've gotten stronger, you're more aggressive. Are you taking something? I said, yeah, pop pregnenolone. And he's a chemist and other things. And he goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They don't promote that because it's so cheap, but that's like the biggest, used to be prescribed since the 20s for all these different types of arthritis. But again, anything that's cheap and works good, they don't want you to know about. What do you think Chloroquil does? Pushes zinc into the cells. And you take too much of it, it can make you go crazy, by the way, because Chloroquil will jack your brain. Well, and by the way, zinc is psychoactive. I knew this, but I said, if I'm saying, from what I read in the literature, 30 milligrams, three times recommend daily allowance, they say safe, but really antiviral, that's what I've been taking. I said, let me see what this is like if I take 200 milligrams. I took 200 milligrams, which again, you probably shouldn't, I'm not telling you to do that. And I did piss green, and I did, let's just say, you know, I mean, zinc's amazing. Okay, let's just say I had a good time. I mean, vitamins and minerals are amazing. And the system doesn't want you to do that. So you take your recommended daily allowance and consult your physician. But I, as a citizen, I'm what I do. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But for your children and adults as well, we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and it has a child-level dose in it of the few minerals, because we developed such a good, we hired top, dudes to produce these, top nutritionist experts. So the few things that could be an issue for kids, it's a child's dose, so about a third of the dose of zinc, and then a bunch of stuff that is safer to have higher levels will have, 200% or, more of some of the things that are safe across the board. So we really do our homework here. We really care. I don't want to piss the big guy off, man. I need all the luck. It's not luck. It's grace, okay? I need all the mojo big guy can give me. I mean, believe me, we really bust our ass to tell you the truth around here. This is great for you and your children as well. Great tasting, all-natural fruit punch with amino acids as well. Talk about a booster. And everybody already knows this. I was like, why is this suddenly a bestseller? See, it's always been a good seller because people are not dumb. You go to the store, the zinc's gone. You had to go to like 8 stores to finally find some. Because, again, I wanted smaller caplets, child size for my kids. Couldn't find them anywhere. So, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. The one-ounce Super Silver topical is going to sell out soon. All of the Super Silver sold out other than Super Blue, which has the same stuff as Super Silver toothpaste that sold out. It just is a different name. It has tea tree oil and iodine in it, so it's really even better than the Super Silver. That's really a tooth whitening toothpaste, because everything silver, it all sold out. Don't know when we're getting it back because supply chain issues. But Super Blue is, in my view, better. It just, is old hat, I guess. We've been selling it 5 years, but it's excellent. So, and that's going to sell out at current rates in a couple weeks, but I'm still discounting it despite that. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Let me get what I was going to get to. This is Dallas County and the emergency edict they put out this weekend. And this is Section 7. News media, newspapers, television, radio, and other media services are exempt. Child services exempt. It goes through. People hear lockdown, even in essential businesses, and I had to go around to my wonderful employees and go, look, you're allowed to come to work. This isn't even declared yet here. Look, see? And we even have an internet service company we run that people don't even know about. That's even bigger. It's almost like I did this on purpose, but I didn't. Then we have a warehouse that distributes food, and a warehouse distributes. We're all covered, so I'll show everybody those subsections. But the police and folks don't understand or know all this, so you've got to have a letter at your job that says you're doing that. And this is a form of martial law. Police tread lightly as pandemic spreads. MSN. It says they don't really understand or know what's... Yeah, because they're not lawyers. Now they're learning. Here's the governor. Murphy vows action enforcing Jersey stay-at-home order. Says we'll arrest you if you're caught outside your house. Just absolutely disgusting. Here's Homeland Security. Here's a letter where they're saying that the bearer of this, again, is allowed to travel. They're part of essential services. Here's a Walmart letter listener sent us that explains that. And again, these are letters given by the company that are essential services. But if you're a small mom-and-pop grocery store, you should be able to stay open if you sell potato chips. Don't let local evil mayors tell you that your place shouldn't be able to stay open. It's up. It's their interpretation. They're power grabbing. Here's BNSF Railroad. It's got the best breakdown explaining the U.S. code and all the rest of it. Very important. I got a whole bunch more of these. Association of American Railroads, same thing. Here's the California newspaper, television, radio, and other media services exempt. Just want to show everybody this. I'll just keep showing it to everybody. And I've got all the Homeland Security rules and all of it right here. I mean, I do my research. We don't play games around here. And I have an FDA control number that most people don't have on top of that.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. 831-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Some would say, why lead a frontal assault? That's not usually good unless you have overwhelming force. But we do. We have the truth. And this is not a physical war. It's an information war. I want to draw the enemy out. I am the gambit. I am the pawn sent out to be destroyed, willingly, to draw the enemy fire, to expose their positions, to let the hyenas tear the flesh from my bones and laugh, so that those watching in the distance who once were lions but slept under the spell of Satan would awaken and remember that they were lions. Because that's how you break the spell of a sleeping lion, is to hear a real lion fight overwhelming odds and win and win and win and win and then fall. The great archetype of the Alamo or so many other events like 300 in Gallipoli. That's what's remembered as an example of strength throughout history, not the cowering or the puling fear. Big breaking news, and I'm not going to release this segment because I want to get a few things together before I cover it, but just disgusting. You knew it was coming. Next segment, Robert Barnes joined us. We'll continue with calls. Let's go to calls right now. Let's go to Sean in Pennsylvania. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
What's on your mind, my friend?
What's on my mind is chloroquine, right? You agree that the president said that it really works?
I've looked at all the studies. If you're taking it, particularly before you come in contact with it, it's extremely effective.
Yeah, because it has quinine. It's a synthetic quinine.
Exactly.
Most people in this world, they can get a real one right over the counter. Anyone in the world, 7.7 billion people, can go grab it right now and cure themselves.
And explain what its brand names are, because I was familiar with that. They've been taking it for hundreds of years, what the British discovered it, and it's an antimalarial you take before you go into the malaria area.
Right. There's many, many studies. Anybody can go to Wikipedia. You can look up chloroquine, and on there, it gives you credit about your zinc quotes about how it helps the cells, how it gets inside the cells and kills it. It's an antiviral. Definitely works. And then you have the quinine. If you look on Wikipedia on quinine, you'll find a very interesting thing on the right side. It's in yellow. It's Canada Dry tonic water. It contains quinine.
I forgot that. I remember when I was a kid.
Yeah.
My dad said that's why the British would drink it with their gin, and the British Navy would issue officers quinine-filled tonic added to it with their gin so they wouldn't get malaria, because they knew the officers and men wouldn't take the stuff they were supposed to.
You got it. You're right.
I forgot all that. Yeah, that's just like they used to put limes. That's why the British have the name limey, because the British secretly discovered hundreds of years before anybody else that vitamin C will keep from getting scurvy. So the British sailors were always ready to fight when others weren't. Spanish, Dutch, Chinese, you name it, the boobies, because the British would come racing up 7,000 miles from home in great shape. But the men didn't like limes. They had a superstition that that was bad for you because the doctors wanted to make them take it. So they would squeeze it into the rum, which was done one part rum, two parts water, the grog. So I totally forgot that exactly the British would put it into the alcohol, the quinine. You're damn right. And all you got to do is get Seagram's tonic, not soda water, and it's got quinine. Man, I'm glad you called.
Yellow label, it says tonic water, and says contains quinine. Everybody in the world can go grab it right now and start taking their fever.
Unbelievable. I totally forgot that, brother.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome? We can save everybody in the world. Right now, all they have to do is go to the store and get Canada Dry tonic water. It's a yellow label. It says it contains quinine, not the diet, but the diet contains aspartame. We don't want
exactly that. Just like they patented fish oil and make it a $400 drug instead of $40 or $30. They went and patented, what was it, 67 years ago, the Quantaquil, however you say it, and that's just a prescription version of what's in the Canada Dry.
That's right. I'm telling you, 24 hours, your fever will be gone. In 4 days, you'll feel like $1 million again. We don't have to wait for anybody.
They want everybody to panic, brother. They want everybody to panic.
I know. It's a shame, but what I'm trying to get on to say to you so you can get out to as many people as possible, so stop the panic. Go get this. Take it for yourself.
Well, see, their argument is Trump's not a doctor. You're not a doctor. You can go to Wikipedia. It says that it's the best malarial thing still, but they don't like it because they don't make money off of it.
That's correct. You're right. It's too easy. And this is FDA approved, right? It's right on the shelf. We don't have to look for approval for it. Our solution's right here.
Wow.
And one more thing. I just want to say this. Dandelions. Anybody in the world can go get this. There's different species of it. But dandelion has a oxalic acid in it. You're born with it when you come out of your mother. It's in your bloodstream. It's there to kill viruses.
And that's why babies have fetal immunity until they're about 6 months old.
Correct. Correct. You're a smart guy, I tell you.
No, you're a smart guy.
You
remind me of all this, Sean, because I know this. Let me tell you. Dandelion tea. Everybody should just do dandelion tea. Again, I've said, obviously, there's so many things God gave us, but I get so conditioned. Man, the FDA called us up last week, and the New York Attorney General, saying, you don't say oxygen people need it. I mean, literally, it's like, you keep your mouth shut, and I'm just like, don't you care about your families? Nanosilver, quinine, dandelion. What else? There's a bunch of stuff, too, that's antiviral. I mean, hell, vitamin C. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. You can take mega doses of that. You might get diarrhea. But he was talking about if you take hundreds of times the level, you basically can't get sick. What do you think about that?
Right. That's right. The quinine, too, I also want people to take a look at fevertree.com. There's a hyphen between fever and the tree. If you go on there, you'll also read about quinine and what they're doing in their drink, which also contains quinine. Saving people around the world.
Well, you know more than I do, obviously, because you've got a better memory. Bring up some of the other things that are documented to be antiviral.
Mostly right now for us, because, you know, this virus contains whatever it's made of or whatever or whoever put this all together. It does contain, like, pneumonia. It does contain a fever. It does contain cough. It does contain body aches and pain, and I think it's as close to malaria as you can get. But that's why I think just the Canada Dry alone, 2 liters a day, you don't have to drink it all down at once, just drink it throughout the day. You'll know in 24 hours, you're going to go, oh, my God, I feel so much better. You won't even know why.
You know what makes me mad is I got friends that I care about who are really scared, and I go, who won't even get close to me? And I go, hey, here's zinc, absolutely at 3 times recommend daily. Here's a study. Like, I don't want to stay away from me. I want a vaccine, or I want chloroquine. And I go, chloroquine. And I go, you know, that's just what you just pointed out, the natural anti-malarial that they patented now. It's why do people not want the answers that Mother Nature gave us? Why are they mad at Trump for telling them?
I think because drug companies aren't making any money. We all know that. So this is a natural thing, and anyone can go get in the world. 7.7 billion people can go grab this right now and save their lives, their families' lives, and humanity. One thing.
Well, thank you so much. God bless you. Wow, we got to put a special report out on that. probably arrest me. You don't tell them that. Fine. Trump's wrong. The anti-malaria drug does not help you. You're all dead. It's all over. Run for the hills. Jump off cliffs. Wear masks. We're all dead. Nothing can save you. Nothing can save you. A depression. We're all dead.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%.
The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Salente takes over. I want to want to be clear, this virus does kill people. It is man-made. It came out of a lab so they can track and know what it's going to do. You release a weapon that's been field-tested. It's designed to hit the old. It's very communicable. But the hype has been concerted and choreographed to tank the economy. The Democrats have blocked the attempt to have this rescue aid package that probably would turn the stock market around. They're trying to destroy our supply chains. They're trying to have China that's ramped up, not cut back now, take over. This is the globalists who've invested in China's desperate gamble with their corporate globalist strike against our economy by shutting off their industries. It's a strike against we the people. Economic warfare, a form of total war known as siege, the oldest form of war. But first, I wanted to hit this. Everything's been standardized, using cell phones to track and control people and their every movement. Everyone has to have an Alibaba app to move in China, a private company. The government took it over a few years ago. And then the Alibaba app has to authorize you to leave your house. Now Europe's doing that with apps. Now they're saying it here. Drones in China controlling people. Drones in Europe controlling people. And now, California police to use Chinese-made patrol drones, battle-tested, with night vision cameras during coronavirus lockdown. And it's all the socialist, globalist countries that have open borders and sanctuary cities. The illegal aliens are above the law. They're letting the prisoners out. But boy, don't let us catch you out after the curfews. That's coming next. Germany closes border to Europeans, but migrants still allowed in. So now, Chinese programs, Chinese drones that interface with police communications and control, battle tested against other humans. Now our machine minders are here, rolling out. A California police department is planning on using drones equipped with cameras and loudspeakers to monitor a coronavirus shutdown. The Chula Vista Police Department recently doubled its fleet of drones, purchasing two more of the machines from Chinese company DJI. The police department told the Financial Times they would be outfitted, to sell the Financial Times London, with night vision cameras. We have not traditionally mounted speakers to our drones, but if we need to cover a large area and get an announcement out, well, we'll do that. So there you go. The robot controllers are here. Now, I want to play a few-minute clip from last night when Robert Barnes was on the broadcast with us, constitutional lawyer. And folks know the White House watches the show. I'm not going to say exactly who watches it, reports to the president. They'll try to fire him. You see them trying to fire these folks all the time in the White House that are patriots, but everybody can take a guess. And I said to Barnes, I said, give your message to the president. White House also follows his Twitter. And he said, if Trump saves us from the depression everyone else is leading us into by reversing the country's course on this, I am going to build a statue to him in my front yard, paid for by successful bets. He has won for me. And Barnes won the biggest bet ever, just in Ireland alone, $300,000+ or the equivalent on betting on Trump. And, of course, he was talking about the Democrats killing the rescue package and killing the package for emergency money from first responders and medical equipment while they bitch and say he hasn't raised a finger. And then President Trump responded, Robert, we will end up stronger than ever before. Thank you. Here's some of what Barnes had to say last night. The full clip is posted on band.video. President Trump responds to Robert Barnes's statement. Here it is. Your message to the world, your message to the president, your message on the economy, and what you think the president, as you said, the only person right now that might be able to turn this around.
Yeah, the president has to reverse course within 30 days or we may be sunk. Our economy is entirely dependent on confidence and credit, and often overnight confidence and overnight credit in the Wall Street repo and other debt markets. And if those collapse, then with it comes capital access and consumer confidence, and with that comes the collapse of the economy itself. That was the script for 1929, and people need to remember what happened. Within short order, not only was there a U.S. depression, there was a global depression, and that birthed Nazism, fascism, communism, World War II, the Cold War. so the end a decade of depression around the world. So those people who think you can just turn the engine of the economy back on like you just turn your car engine on do not understand the scope and scale of what's happening economically. In addition to that, the liberties that are being lost or endangered are extraordinary. Right now, your First Amendment right of political activity is being suspended. Your First Amendment right, you can't do a public protest. You can't do public association for political purposes. You can't do religious association for religious purposes. Your Second Amendment rights are being effectively suspended. New Jersey, California, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, these states that are imposing shutdown orders are excluding gun shops from those orders, so that from being necessary businesses, so they're not letting them be exempt. What does that mean? It means you can't purchase a gun. And while you can't purchase a gun, we're seeing unique levels of release of prisoners. There's a judge in Montana talking about releasing prisoners. Orders out of Philadelphia, New York, California, other places. They're talking about releasing people from Rikers Island, some of the most dangerous people in New York City. So while you can't leave, and you can't protect yourself by purchasing a gun, the other thing that's happening is they're basically shutting down background check departments. So one of the longtime concerns was that background checks were just a guise, both for surveillance purposes, but also ultimately to use them as a pretext to deny people access to guns. Well, you have state governments across the country in different places effectively shutting down furloughing.
Let's stop right there. He then goes into his advice to the president in the second half of the video. It's a Mandot video. We just posted it 20 minutes ago. It's already got 8,000 views, so be sure and share that. Barnes, the whole world's watching. Call us with me into the next hour. We'll take calls. But the Democrats are really, I think, getting caught with their pants down by their own actions, killing this aid package with the stock market down 1,000 points earlier. Let's, while he's talking, pull up CNBC. What's about to happen? Where are we at this crossroads in history?
I think the President Trump is taking his back from the precipice. We were clearly right on the precipice of a economic collapse that we haven't seen since 1929. There were reports yesterday of 30% unemployment coming in the next month. The estimated to be 30% in just one quarter, which would be almost half by the time we get to the middle of the year. This was a disaster. People were noting the studies and surveys that showed the rate of suicide and deaths that skyrockets when the country simply goes into a recession and when it went into a past depression, and those numbers of deaths far exceeded the realistic estimates of this virus. So I think Trump, unlike almost anyone else, I mean, there's a theory out there called anti-fragile, that there are certain unique personalities uniquely situated to handle situations and circumstances like no one else in the common stature would, and that is President Trump. And because he is reversing course, and I think he will by next week, I think when the 15 days expired, he's reopening America for business, reopening America's economy, restoring our fundamental rights against these local governments trying to infringe it. And in doing so is saving and salvaging the American dream.
I agree that's what he should do. But instead, they are going to hype up every single death that takes place, just like a school shooting. Super rare, only kills maybe 70 people a year. Still terrible. They act like it's the end of the world. We got to change all society. Blame 300 plus million Americans for it. Well, you're going to have thousands of dead from this, and they're going to act like it's the end of the world as we know it. Robert Barnes, stay with us, and we've got phone calls coming up. We'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide, and I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear here. Infinity clear here. I saw a joke meme on the internet without looking this morning. Alex Jones says, don't panic over the virus, panic over the panic. One of these leftist, you know, radio shows have like 100,000 views going, that doesn't make sense. Either those guys are super stupid, or they think their viewers are stupid, their listeners are stupid. That makes perfect sense. Don't panic over the virus, but you should be concerned over the hysteria. That's the dangerous thing. It's like, they'd be on them cattle drives on the Chisholm Trail here in Texas that runs up from Mexico all the way up to Chicago and Kansas City on its way. And that's what I-35 naturally is, a big rut, a canyon where the cattle, you know, drove it like water created the Grand Canyon. And you read the history books and articles about it, somebody would misfire a shotgun or something, and one cow would bolt and hit another cow, and you'd have 10,000 cows running for 4 or 5 hours, running over everything on their path, running over other cows. Is the shotgun blast the problem? Didn't hurt a cow. Scared them. And then it causes a stampede. And so it is the hysteria, like at a rock concert, where somebody pops a firecracker, and then everybody stampedes and 100 people die. You see that all the time. So the hysteria killing the economy, the hysteria creating all this fear, people calling in Texas and California and New York, the police on their neighbors because they heard them coughing. And people not knowing the laws and the rules and saying, hey, only Walmart's allowed to be open. Your warehouse can't be open. Your studio can't be open. And little, you know, average people enforcing because now they feel big. They're part of the system. But let's get back to the president. You're on yesterday. You send the president your message. I don't get into this, but we're under particular attack. Trump will tweet an InfoWars article or tweet one of our reporters. I know the White House does watch the show. I know the White House is already aware of your work, and you meet up there with some of those guys. But really, the fact that you're saying Trump's got to act now, they're trying to create a depression, the Chi-Coms are ramping up their economy, we need to get this message to Trump, and then Trump, you know, tweets and says, Robert, we're going to do that. Robert, we will end up stronger than ever before. Thank you. You know, it's just Trump's message to the base that he's the real deal. But we know he is because the Democrats are trying to blame him. I don't see how they get away with cheerleading the economy plunging, cheerleading Corona, lying and saying he's not responding, lying and saying troops aren't in New York 3 days after they're there, the mayor lying. This is just next level deception. So what's your latest message to the president, and what do you make of him responding to you like that?
Well, it's great. It's always great to get a thank you message from the president. There's no doubt that the president's taking the right steps, and there's also no doubt that there will be a massive pushback. You will see, like what you're talking about, a propaganda effort of an unparalleled proportion to try to intimidate him into not taking down, not going down this path. They'll be highlighting death stories. They'll be highlighting hospital stories. They'll be highlighting virus panic stories. They'll be putting all those red dots on the screen to terrify people. They'll be doing worst case scenarios from Italy and Spain. They'll be attacking the president nonstop. The Democrats will hold up cash and capital to reach the American public to hope the Wall Street markets continue to crash in the attempts to get him to induce him to keep going down this path that they wanted to, which not only would result as you've talked about, Alex, in an economic depression here in the United States, but would also be a long-term shift of power, as we talked about on Sunday, to China. This gives today there were videos from Beijing where everything's back to normal in China. China is clearly ramping up. What's extraordinary is all the same media types who said pay attention to the Chinese data that came out during the first 30 days of the virus. Then when all of a sudden the data started showing, the Chinese data after the first 30 days was often not from China, but was from other people who were in China, who had been allowed into China, that showed all of a sudden the virus was dying off of its own accord. All of a sudden, then the press said, oh, you can't actually listen to data from China anymore. But that's because they want this to be successful. They think that the pandemic can take out the president. The panic from the pandemic can take out the president, sink the economy, and shift power to China. I mean,
well, exactly. Remember, the data came out that they grossly overestimated the death rate. There's now like 100 cases in Austin, Texas. No deaths as of this morning. So exactly. Soon we're going to start finding out what the real death rate is.
No doubt. For example, a data guy from Silicon Valley simply looked at all the data and the medical reports and stuff that I and some others had been pushing out. He aggregated it together in a Medium post. Several of us, including people with InfoWars, pushed it out. A lot of the mainstream big establishment types started paying attention to it and sharing it. The president saw it. Other people saw it. It showed that all of these hysteria, panic hysteria, was an overreaction, that there wasn't going to be a Spanish flu-type reaction. And what happened was Medium then took it down, and Twitter is now defaming him. Whether there's a zero hedge, put it back up. And Twitter's now telling anyone who tries to even look at it, oh, this is a dangerous story to even look at. And all he did was take data from published sources. People forget. Back at the time of the swine flu, the same people who tried to push this pandemic now tried to push it then. It just didn't fit as well within Obama's agenda, which was that they said there was going to be 10 times more deaths that actually occurred with the swine flu. Peter Hitchens has talked about that in the Daily Mail. So the president's on the right tack. The president's trying to figure out they're trying to take him out. They're trying to take America out, and he wasn't going to let it happen. And he let the world know he's doubling down, and he's coming back, and he's going to reverse course. And now there's going to be massive pushback, and he just has to stick with his instincts, stick with his guns, do what needs to be done in a week's time, reopen America, tell everybody we're reopening America, require the governors and mayors to reopen America, and don't allow fear and hysteria and media panic to...
That's right, Barnes, stay right there. I totally agree with you. Even if it's super deadly, panicking and doing all this is not the answer. I saw all the panicking and China scripting this and the media getting ready to blame Trump. I said, you better take it serious, Trump. They're going to say you didn't respond. Then he kind of over-responded. Now he's got it and pulled back. This is a balancing act. Big announcement, Tokyo Olympics, the Olympics, the Summer Olympics coming up have been postponed. Next stop, U.S. elections. They're getting ready for that, Barnes. How do you see that unfolding?
So the state and local governments control the timing of presidential elections, but the Constitution requires that the Electoral College act in a certain manner within a certain time frame, including the new president be inaugurated in January constitutionally. So I think there's limits on what the state and local governments can do. But I think the president, as long as the president takes a firm tack, they will be hard pressed to try to undermine him. And the allies of the president have supported me and some others taking legal action against some of the cities and counties and states with these unlawful, unconstitutional stay-home orders. And so when you combine those efforts, I believe we'll be able to prevent that effort from happening. But this is clearly the path they were on. They were on a path to try to take out the president, take out the economy of the country, sink it to China. And they were happy with that outcome and happy with that result, even if it meant extraordinary economic, social, civil, and physical pain to millions and millions of Americans and billions around the world. Luckily, we had a very unique president who was able to stand up to it and stand back to it. If Hillary Clinton was president, we'd already be doomed and be figuring out, you know, where our new tent was going to be at the FEMA camp. So it's a radically different mindset.
Exactly. And if you go to the big tracker sites that are fed into the U.S. government and the FEMA, I'll show listeners and TV viewers some of this, infection2020.com. You say go to Travis County where we are, 79 cases and zero deaths. And you start clicking other counties, there's no deaths. And then you'll have one person die, and it's like international news. But how does that mesh then with Italy that's had less deaths, if you believe China, than China? What in the hell's going on over there?
The reason why they were going to highlight Italy from day one is because Italy has a disproportionate problem responding to the flu, particularly northern Italy and the Lombardy region. And the reason for that is threefold. First, very old population. Second, it's a population that smokes a lot, and there's a lot of smog in the air, a lot of air pollution. And third, their social nature of interaction transmits flu-like diseases at an extraordinary rate. To give you an example, just 2 years ago, Italy had about 70,000 people die from the flu, which was about a rate five times higher than the rest of the world. So that's why the media was always going to highlight Italy, because they knew by highlighting Italy, they could scare and terrorize the rest of the world. Notably, almost all of these deaths are in Lombardy. I did a comparison to the normal death rate, and the published rate is that for all of Italy, the death rate increase over last year is the same rate of growth as the year before. So it's only in Lombardy that they have a problem.
Robert Barnes, stay right there. Critical information. We'll start the third hour. We'll talk more with Robert and take your phone calls straight ahead. Remember, the globalists are working around the clock to shut us down, to try to not get the word out, but you can overpower them anytime you want by telling people about the local TV and radio stations you're watching and listening to, and telling folks about band.video. Click the left-hand corner, pull down the menu for all the tape shows, all the archives, all the special reports, all the films, and the live feeds. And, of course, Infowars.com/show. Find them all there really easy, the free podcasts and so much more. Your word of mouth is king, and it will save America, but you must act now.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving.
Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.